Om Shanti. Today's blessing. May you transform mine into yours. Be double light and experience the flying stage. May you transform mine into yours. Be double light and experience the flying stage. Baba explains that perishable body and wealth and old mind are not yours. You have given them to the Father. The first thought you had was, everything is yours. The Father doesn't benefit by this, but you benefit. Because when you say mine, you become trapped. Whereas when you say yours, you become detached. By saying mine, you have a burden. But by saying yours, you become double light and a trustee. Until someone becomes light, he cannot reach the highest stage. Only those who remain light can experience bliss through their flying stage. There is pleasure in remaining light. So Baba talks about mine and yours in respect to being double light and experience the flying stage. By experiencing, you can only experience the flying stage. When can you experience the flying stage? Light. And what does light mean? Baba talks about double light. So two forms of light. The light of purity, but also the light of being light, that there is nothing that pulls you down, that you're not attached, there is no bondage. And it's very interesting because Baba talks about that perishable body and wealth and old mind are not yours. So the old mind, what does Baba refer to the old mind? Obviously, we have a new mind and an old mind. What's the old mind? Sanskara, sorry? Disturb the mind. The old mind is our old mindset. The things that our old belief systems, old sanskaras. But it's very subtle. Because if you check yourself today, I usually call it, have I done my inner homework? That in any situation, what was the first thought that had arisen or is arising in any situation? And is this like the thought coming from an old belief system, old beliefs, old... And where is it connected to? Is it connected to who I really am, to my... So what is my identification at that moment? For example, yesterday there was the question, the invitation for sitting right here now. So the inner checking is at the first moment, what kind of thought arises? Oh, I cannot do this. I don't want to do this. And then to check, where does this thought come from? Is it connected to something I am or what I believe I am? And that's the inner checking. And nicely connected to the blessings from yesterday and day before yesterday. The power to discern and the power to decide. Like a thin razor blade. Where does this thought come from? It's from my old identification of being a person, being a body. And immediately, no, cut this, that thought. Make your intellect plain. And just say yes, no matter what. And see what arises from that. So that's a shift. So the old mind are the thoughts, old belief systems. Even by, in this life, what is everything that is actually acquired about your own identity? And it's perishable. So perishable means it's temporary. It's not constant. And anything that is temporary, that is connected to matter, to something that you are not. Because the soul is eternal. You are this pure soul. So that's the new mind that Baba gives us. That's the door he opens for us. That's the liberation. You always thought that you were a person, but you're not. You're this beautiful, eternal, pure energy. And that's what Baba's trying to show us. He's opening this door. You're free. So by saying that it's not mine, because as a soul I don't own anything, it makes you free. There's no bondage. There's no responsibility. You have given it to the Father. The first thought that you had was, everything is yours. So immediately, it's not mine. And that frees you. And in a deeper level, that gives also the feeling of being free. And free from what? Because every thought that's connected to a temporary thing or person or situation, that is a bondage. I remember Sister Genty sharing a story about how she had a conversation with someone, and afterwards she still was angry or had thoughts of anger and was still thinking about the situation. And she shared it with Daddy. And then Daddy said, why are you still thinking about this person? Because you are creating a karmic account only through your thoughts, even if you have a nice conversation. But if you're thinking still about this person, then you have created a karmic account. And even also if it's like good memories or anything, because if you're thinking about this person, you're creating a karmic account. So that's the old mind connected to bodies, to something that's perishable. And the Father does not benefit by this, by saying everything is yours. But there's benefit for you. Because when you say mine, you become trapped. That's immediately, it's like you're hooked on the drama, you're hooked on something that is temporary. And that's the bondage, and that is stopping you from the flying stage. Because as being in the conscious awareness of who you really are, this beautiful, pure soul, then you're completely free. Because it is like Baba is pulling us out of the drama. You are the soul. Just observe the drama. Observe what is happening. Anything that happens is neutral. Every situation, every interaction with a person, it is just neutral. It's only when we start thinking the thoughts that are coming, that is where we either getting sucked into the drama and everything that goes along with it, and then there's the bondage, or you stay detached because you're constantly aware of who you are. And whatever happens, it's already predestined. it's pre-recorded. And that's what helps us, what Baba is pulling us, our mind also, to stay detached. Otherwise, you become trapped. And because you're saying yours, that makes you become detached. So, by saying yours, you become double light and a trustee. So, light, no bondages, nothing that pulls you into the drama. And the light of knowledge of purity that stays, so then there is no burden. And Baba even stresses it, until someone becomes light, he cannot reach the highest stage. And what is the highest stage to reach? Sorry? Yes, the Karmatit stage. No bondage at all. Beyond. And only those who remain light can experience bliss through their flying stage. There is pleasure in remaining light. Well, I think we all can experience that when we are having moments of this pure awareness. And it's like during the day, constantly doing the inner checking. What are my thoughts? Where does it come from? Where do I identify with? And the slogan is, a powerful soul is one who cannot be influenced by any person or by matter. And that's the same thing. Are you influenced? So is something that is happening, something someone is saying, is it influencing your mind? Or are you like instantly aware of what's going on in your mind and you can stop it? And this is also very subtle. The interactions that we have, is somebody is saying something to you, to check, do I see myself as equal? Or do I see, like if you're into the person mode, someone is like lower or higher? And that's according to my self-respect. Can I see everyone as equal, because we are all souls? Or do I get trapped in the role that they are playing? Like someone who is very knowledgeable, or a doctor, or has a high status, social status, do I feel inferior? At that moment, I'm trapped in a drama, I'm trapped in the roles that we are all playing. But if I can stay beyond, everybody is staying its role, you pay your respects to everybody who's playing your role, but where is my self-respect, where is my identification? Is it with I'm a soul and the other one is a soul? And because the soul is eternal, to remind myself constantly, I'm an eternal being. So I'm always there. And I'm always this beautiful soul. So that were the few points of the magic of the blessings. Are there some questions, maybe? If I understand, yes. To me, it's the way, the kind of thoughts you have about the other person, and to see what the interaction is. I can only speak from my experience, how it worked, that I understood how karma works. The interaction of another person. First, to understand what is my part in this kind of situation. And then to be responsive instead of reactive. So to to be faithful to my inner original qualities, my inner virtues, and to use that within the interaction, knowing there is a karmic account to be cleared. So this person is in drama acting, because it's the karmic accounts are within the drama. So it's with the interaction that I have to accommodate, I endure, I tolerate, and I check my thoughts, because my thoughts will clear the account, the kind of thoughts that I will have. And to see the other person, taking
you. Clear the account and thinking alone, that can free you from the account. Depends on what type of thinking it is.
Sorry, again, the type of thinking. Yes, yes. I think that's what I think it is.
A new mind. Do you think that?
To me.
You talk of old mindset. Which emerges in between.
That's what I think, like Baba says, the old mind. That's the old mindset, but it's not mixed, but it's either or, to check. Am I in my old mindset, or am I using the new mindset, which Baba has given me? And the old mindset is like, it's mine, and the new mindset is, it's yours, because it's detached. And that's still happening, because we're not karmatit yet, in my opinion. But for me, it's like the game, but also the beauty, to stretch the time and to use the new mindset. So that's what we are doing, actually, by meditating, by checking ourselves, and make every second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds in between. And every second is like a victory to me. Sorry?
Tell something about yourself.
Introduction. Okay, I'm Shanti. Name of the body is Helene, and lives in Holland. Tell something about yourself. That's about the role I play. I play the role of a mother, of a teacher, double teacher. And I'm in Gyan now for 17 years, and this year there's a lot of gratitude and appreciation about the Brahman life. But I also was thinking this morning how the first years of your Brahman life is like the childhood and carefree, and you're making big steps. And then you come in like the age now, like feeling like a teenager, being naughty and everything, feeling naughty, that's the thing, but also more and more appreciating, like, being here, being able, within the family, all the different kind of things. And the best about this life is how I feel, how we can explore and discover together. And that's the beauty of the Brahmin family, that everyone is so different. But you all have a very strong connection and recognition. We recognize each other's souls, even if we don't know each other. It's this recognition which gives me the feeling of Baba's love. That's our connection. And we're playing, we're having fun. And even when we're not having fun and going through deep things, there's always someone, especially the Murli and Baba, who pulls you out, and otherwise there's the cooperation of one of the family members. So, or maybe some other question, that's the what I am right now, right here. Very grateful. Okay. Okay, I shall be honest in one thing. I really don't like lists. But that's a personal thing. If it were, and that's with a lot of things that I have discovered, because I was trying to do my best, all the lists and all the checking, and I felt like, you know, more and more stressed and more into the drama, and except out of the drama. So that didn't work for me. So that's also what I like about sharing with each other, to find your way, what's working best in this moment, in this phase of your life. And you do that. And you can learn from others, and you try and you experiment. The other thing, what like is my last year's effort to be aware, I am already this, I am eternal, so I am already this beautiful, pure soul. I don't have to become. This is what I am. To recognize, to discover, that's pulling me out of the drama. And to remind myself and others of that. That's a big thing to, but also still discovering and working on that. Okay, thank you. Shanti.